Well, after speaking briefly with my next guest yesterday afternoon, we learned that privately held debt in the U.S. has reached $13 trillion, and that number continues to rise. Anthony Randazzo, Reason Foundation Director of Economic Research, welcome back to you.
We
got cut off because the president had the nerve to interrupt, but let's pick up our conversation. $13 trillion in privately held debt or consumer debt?
Well, yeah, so it's household debt and, and consumer. It's sort of like split up, but that's basically credit card debts and mortgages.
And you say it's getting not nearly enough attention as a big problem with the economy.
Absolutely. Well, we talk about monetary policy. We talk about housing policy. Those are important things, you know, whether or not we should stimulate the economy or not, how much does income inequality matter. Those are important topics to discuss. But underlying all that is the fact that we have a lot of debt on household balance sheets. So individuals aren't consuming as much. It's one of the reasons why you might see Best Buy sales down. You know, during the bubble, people are going, they're buying appliances, they're buying big screen TVs. With the amount of debt that they have, they're just not buying as much.
So how do you motivate people then to either pay down their debt or throw out in CapEx?
Well, part of the problem is that people have lowering income. So since 2009, sure. Over this past presidency, you've had real median income has declined about 5%. So people have less money, which means that they're now turning to credit cards. And so we saw debt actually start to decline between 2009 and 2010, and about 2.5% all the way up into 2011. But over the past year and a half, debt has begun to increase, particularly consumer credit. Consumer credit has gone up about 7% since the summer of 2010.
You know, when I think about rising debt loads, you think of our own national debt, you know,
sure.
approaching ridiculous sums, $16 trillion.
The only thing it's approaching, I think it's at ridiculous sums.
Okay, good correction on there. We're seeing what's going on in Europe. So, I mean, is there a problem? Is there a threat of consumer debt becoming a bubble? I've heard that term being used to describe loan debt, student loan debt.
Well, I think the problem is that we have consumer debt that drives bubbles. So we have a lot of student loan debt that will build up to the point where now we've just inflated the cost of getting a college degree. And so you're going to have fewer people going to college as a result, which may be a good thing if they're going to trade schools and focusing on other stuff. But if what we're counting on for recovery is people borrowing more, trying to lower interest rates, whether or not it's the Federal Reserve or whoever's trying to push down interest rates so that we can borrow more cheaply. And that's what drives the economy forward. If that's the goal, that is a bubble. That's a huge part of what drove the previous bubble, and it's this, and bubbles even before that. So I think that the fact that we're seeing consumer debt start to slow down in its decline, its deleveraging process, should be a concern.
Okay.
And I think that consumer credit debt, that, you know, credit cards going up, that should not be the baseline of a recovery.
Do you like what you're seeing in the mortgage industry with banks stepping in, the federal government coming in? It's obviously very controversial to try to kind of bail people out of these mortgages that they can't afford.
So my personal view is that I think that housing debt needs to decline a lot faster than it is right now. It's slowing things down, and we could have actually probably cleared out a lot of the toxic debt that's in housing a couple of years ago. It's understandable, the various government programs that we've tried to use to help homeowners, and because, you know, if you're a homeowner that's going to lose your house, that really sucks. And I can understand politicians wanting to save the person in the moment, but the reality is now we've dragged that out for a long time. We're going to have another 3 to 5 years of this decline. We need to get rid of toxic debt a lot faster, otherwise we're not going to see a real recovery.
This is a great discussion. We hope you'll come back and give us updates as the months progress. Thanks a lot, Anthony.